food assistance for more Americans. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden will offer in two new executive orders today related to the COVID crisis. He'll also offer more aid to the unemployed, and some federal workers and contractors will like this.
One of these executive orders is going to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is more than double what it is presently, as Joe Biden insists that he is thinking big, especially when it comes to vaccinating 50 million people in 100 days. He's going to sign those executive orders on camera with the Vice President Kamala Harris standing by his side.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. It was a dramatic night at the Capitol. Thousands of National Guard troops ushered out, and the situation since resolved. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Well, Dave, those National Guard troops allowed back in the Capitol after photos showing them taking rest breaks in a parking garage went viral. There was bipartisan outrage at the situation, with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he'd get to the bottom of it. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis told Fox and Friends he's ordering his Guard troops to leave.
So this is a hack mission at this point, and I think the appropriate thing is to bring them home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is recalling his troops, too. A Guard spokesperson says Capitol Police had asked them to move their rest area, but the acting Capitol Police Chief says they did not ask them to move. The Guard members had hotel rooms, but used the rest areas for downtime between long shifts. Dave.
Tanya, Florida's governor was also there this morning when the state's 1 millionth senior got a COVID vaccine shot, a World War II vet, Henry Saylor.
When COVID hit, have you been isolating? Have you been able to see friends and family? What did you do?
Oh, yes, we've seen friends and family. Things are not normal at age 100, but we've been very close to normal.
The number of new coronavirus cases and patients hospitalized has been declining this week in the U.S., but there were nearly 4,000 more deaths yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Need a good laugh? Then stop everything and check out the funniest new podcast of the year. I'm talking about This Is Important, the podcast featuring the comic geniuses from the hit TV show Workaholics. Hear Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, and Kyle Newacek probe today's most important topics, like cuisine.
Are you eating sushi off of people?
Yes.
You can't do that right now.
They're sanitized. This is hard-hitting stuff. This is Important, the funniest new podcast of the year. Listen to This Is Important wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports.
Is human hunting and shooting headquarters.
Why?
Because Sprague Sports
gun ownership
is the difference.
Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always?
There is nothing like Sprague Sports.
With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't.
And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty.
And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty.
Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sighting service.
But that's not all.
Sprague Sports has got training courses,
including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more.
Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols,
and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos.
That's why we call them the experts.
And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters.
The best Yeti selection
and free ice for life.
Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range
and gun rentals you can try before you buy.
Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956.
That's the Sprague's difference.
Sprague's, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, good morning, Yuma. This is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group.
Also got my partner here, Big George. Good morning, George.
Morning, Tom. I see the Big George sticking around. That's good. So had a temperature check this morning, 93.7. Got a little worried.
That's a little low, right?
Yeah, that is a little low. Kind of going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
How you doing, Russ?
Doing well.
Yeah. Happy Friday to you.
It is.
Friday,
Tom. We got a whole new president in charge.
Yeah, we do. We do. We got a bunch of executive orders who are going through right now.
Yeah, 27 in 2 days, and that's
and
more
counting.
Than... Yeah, that's... I mean, Obama did 35 a year average. Trump did 55 a year average. 27 in 2 days, that's off to a running start.
That is off to a running start.
It means they're doing the homework ahead of time, right? Because you don't come up with 27 in one day.
Oh, no, I'm sure they don't even... they don't even write them. Somebody else did. But I'm sure it keeps you guys hopping to make sure you're looking at where the country's going, where the what's going to succeed, what's going to do
well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big question now. So the market actually on Inauguration Day was the best returns in 40 years. So
Well, there's going to be a lot
you
of
you never know.
Well, so here's the back tone or backstory to it. Let me tell you what that is, George.
Good, Tom. I knew you would.
So, you know, one of the big questions we get asked is, okay, the Democrat president got in. Why is the market responding so well? Because it really, you know, did. And basically what they're saying is that they think his purse strings are going to be a lot looser than the other side who would have gotten in or who would have won. And so they think, you know, anytime you start spending money, it's going to be more of a stimulus, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's more stimulus money coming. And they think, no one knows the exact amount, but I'm sure they think that he's going to try to push more stimulus than the Trump did, maybe.
Well, there'll be money directed into certain markets based on you know, the way he wants to make things happen. So those markets are going to do well, and those that are investing in those markets, they know where he's going.
Yeah, so short term, the increase is done due basically stimulus money coming down. Ultimately, though, what it's going to really rely on is how it affects money supply for the personal American, you know, start taking money out of people's pockets. They don't spend as much because it's all based on how much the American can go out and spend every day, every week, every month. So one of the things... you know, so let's fast forward maybe 4 to 6 months, 4 to 8 months into this. It'll be interesting to see what actually would change that would affect the personal income of people. Because already talking, it's not 100%, but it almost is because everyone's talking about it, and it looks like they want to go in that direction. They want to increase corporate taxes, and they want to increase some personal taxes, you know, maybe more on people that make more money, but it's still going to affect the middle class.
Yep.
And then they're also talking about... I forgot the guy who's in charge of transportation. He ran for president, Pete. Hard name.
Buttigieg.
Yep. He's already talking about increasing taxes for the gas tax. So the bottom line is, let's see if any of this stuff gets through, because naturally both, you know, it has to pass the Congress, and there's two independents in the Senate. So even though a lot of times they vote for the Democrats, but they are independent.
Well, they caucus with the Democrats.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much.
So I would say that, you know, it's interesting to see where this thing's going to go in the next 4 to 8 months and what changes are going to affect the guy living, working every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guy working every day might be sitting at $15 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wanting to change the hourly wage to $15. So.
And, well, and you know what the CDB said about that.
Nope.
It's going to eliminate 7% of the jobs. And that's according to the Congressional Budget Office.
So there's always, with economics, there's always give and take. So you can say, oh, the minimum wage goes to 15, that's great. But but you don't realize is all prices are going to go up that have minimum wage.
Right.
So the reality is it could be a fake increase over time, right?
So yeah, it could be, but you're talking about things 4 or 6 months out. That definitely could be a factor. So.
Well, there will increase rates, you know, pretty quick. Markets move quick. They don't wait 6 months to say, I wonder how $15 minimum wage is going to affect us.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I can tell you, you know, well, I don't want to go into that. But so, to make a long story short, if he becomes more of a, they call a lame duck president, which means he has all these ideas, but the both houses won't pass, then that's probably a best case scenario, because Because some of the things he's going to do is going to take personal income out of businesses and people, which means we won't consume as much. So I don't know. It's definitely. But one thing I will throw back at you, because I mean, what I want to talk about this radio program is basically when the new year and what are some of the things that people should be doing. I'm sure those New Year's resolutions or, you know, I want to get on a good start 2020. One of the things I definitely would be looking at is rebalancing portfolios because day in and day out we meet with clients and I could tell you if someone was 50% equity and 50% bonds, a lot of times now that's 60-40, equities have grown quicker. So it's good to rebalance and go back the other way. Because there will be a point when the market is going to drop, you know, 10-20% correction. And when it does that, then you also want to rebalance back the other way. So if you have most, you know, a lot of money in equities, you can't rebalance as much because it's in the market's down.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go back to your 401ks, IRAs, and look to rebalance. Second thing I would do is the global markets have been, the last 10 years, overall, their performance numbers have been about half our performance numbers. So, you know, say ours did 100%, theirs only did 50%. Historically, global markets and U.S. markets, you know, one will beat the other, but they usually interchange every couple of years. But the international markets have had a really tough 10 years in a nutshell. So we think with putting all the money, all the spending, we think that basically we're going to start having the dollar is going to get weaker, and we've already seen some of that happen. So when the dollar gets weaker, the international markets hold up better. And not only do they think a weak dollar is a reason to get more into global, but they also are saying that some of these countries might have a rebound back in their economy too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would even though, you know, everyone looks at past performance and say, you know, the global fund hasn't done anything for 10 years in your 401k, I would go back and I would get some exposure to the international side.
Yep. So you're talking about emerging markets and like Europe and developed markets too, both. And some of the things I'm reading is at least the experts are thinking China's going to have a pretty good year. So I know they're already up just this last 2-3 weeks in 2021 too. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm talking anything that's not U.S. dollar based.
Okay.
So
emerging markets and developed, international.
Pretty much the whole world unless they have a U.S. dollar. I don't know if that's U.S. dollars, but not. Hey, here's another thing. So let's just say you take a dollar, you buy into Nestle chocolate, which is out of England, and that stock never goes up, never goes down, it just stays where it's at. But the dollar depreciates by 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That stock would go up 10%. So people sometimes don't understand the value of currency getting stronger, getting weaker. But that's what we mean by if there's a weaker dollar, these stocks should go up.
Yeah, even if it just stays the same. Interesting.
Yep. Now, so that's something, you know, I would look at for 2021. I would also, if people haven't done it, I would come up with a game plan on what they want to do from now till they retire. I know this sounds kind of hokey, but a lot of typical American would just shoot from the hip and say, I'm putting away, you know, $400 a month for my retirement, and maybe my employer's matching, so, you know, I got, you know, $80,000 in there, but they don't have any idea if that's going to take them the distance. So a financial plan is something that everyone should do. Statistically, it's only about 10 to 15% of Americans that have done a financial plan. So I know you got some info on that. I'll let you do some talking since I'm hogging the mic, George.
Well, that's nothing new, Tom, but yeah, so on financial planning, we do think that's real important. We bring our clients in, and we always run a financial plan for them at Human Investment Group as part of the review process. That's how important we think it is. So we don't think it's hokey at all, Tom.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Out of all the clients that you say, let's do a plan, how many actually get the data to get it done?
All of them.
100%?
Well, yeah, recently. I mean, I've been stressing the importance of it. And
are you talking one day recently? Or?
Well, the ones that come in for a review, I sit there in front of them and we input it into the financial plan.
Give me a hard time, George, but here's my point. The financial plan's only as good as the data that goes into the e-money software program.
I agree.
And a lot of times people don't get the data or they try to wing it, so it's kind of garbage in, garbage out for data.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, the biggest holdup with a lot of times is people have to do a little bit of work to get their Social Security statements, maybe pension statements, errors in retirement, and that's the crutch, right?
Yeah, that is the crutch. But you need to at least get them started. You know, set them up with the access, get them with Social Security, and show them, hey, we need your Social Security statement. You can input their 401k, what they're contributing. Then they start seeing the power of the program and the financial planning aspect of it, and get them motivated to actually do something.
Hey, we'll talk about this more when we come back. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial market, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Welcome back to Yuma, AM 560 KBLU. This is Money Talk. Our number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. George Davis, Yuma Investment Group Financial Advisor, and my business partner here, Tom Rush. So, happy Friday, everyone. Russ, of course, is on here.
Business partner in there.
I know, yeah. So, we're talking a little bit about what to do for 2021. It's a new year, and get your finances in order. So, last segment, Tom, we were talking about financial planning, and you mentioned about 10-15% of people do financial planning. So, we're trying to, when we meet with our clients, we use eMoney, which we think is one of the best softwares out there when it comes to financial planning.
Yeah, and if you ask a typical person, you know, what is financial planning, I'm sure the definition would be very all over the map. Kind of like telling someone what's estate planning, you know, typical person kind of doesn't know. So the key thing about financial planning is basically what we're trying to do is take data on where you're at today and what do you have today, and then we're trying to factor in if you do X, Y, and Z along the way, where will you be at in 5, 10, 15, 25 years, depending on how long you have. And then also, how would that affect inflation and taxes? So two of the biggest things that will eat your money away, and everybody's worried about, oh, the stock market could go lower, and that's like the risk. Is it too high to invest in the stock market? Well, inflation and taxes over time are actually the biggest enemies. To give you an idea, historically, you know, we used about a 3% inflation in our program. You can use whatever amount you plug in. But if you had a 3% inflation over 20 years, your buying power gets cut in half. So that means if you put, you know, $100,000 on your mattress, 20 years later, pulled it back out, and you want to go out and buy stuff, you'd only be able to buy half the amount of goods as you could 20 years ago before you put in the mattress. So our brains don't compute things with taxes, inflation, compounding interest. So it's pretty hard to get a handle on, you know, where you're going to be at in those, you know, 20 years from now or whatever your time frame is. So basically the program does that. And the more accurate we get on the numbers, then the more accurate it becomes. But one thing about a financial plan is you never do it one time and it's one and done, because basically it's a moving animal. Like most people's lives, things get better, things get worse. Maybe market, you know, gets better, gets worse. So every 2 or 3 years, it's good to update the data, and then you can continue on and see if it still works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else too. And you know, a lot of people are like, if I had $5,000 a month, I can live on it. And then you fast forward 5 years from now, and they're making more money, and then they bought a second house, and now they, you know, got kids in school. So things change, and you can update the plan very quickly.
And that's absolutely right, Tom, because it's pretty powerful when we put it into the program and you project out 20, 30 years, like you said, and someone says, you know, I could live off of $50,000 a year right now. They'll calculate and do their budgeting. But then when you look out 20, 30 years, that's 80, 90, 100 grand a year. And then if you retire for 20, 25 years, and it's $4.6 million you're going to spend in that 25-year period, it really hits home. So they're like, oh, wait a minute. I actually need, you know, more money because of the inflationary factor.
Yeah.
And I'm instead of spending $2 million, I'm going to spend $4 million.
Yeah, so what the program does, too, is it assumes a retirement date, and you can do different dates to see what the numbers look like.
Yep.
But then we usually plan to age 90. People can plan to whatever age they feel comfortable with, so the program will let you. But what you're talking about is if you start taking the income you need at, say, 65 when you retire to age 90, over that period of time,
25 years,
it might cost $4 or $5 million.
Correct.
So people see that number and they don't like it, but you don't have to have $4 or $5 million. It just means with all your income, Social Security, and other things, that's what it's going to take to survive. So then it looks at constant things like Social Security's constant. If you have a rental income or you have a commercial income from renting a commercial building or any other source of income,
yep.
Then it can plug that in and Social Security. Mm-hmm. And if you have a past pension, Arizona retirement, thrift savings, federal pension, if you've been there that long. So it factors that in, and that might say, okay, that's going to cover $3.5 million of the $5 million.
Right.
And then you factor in your
70% of your
needed. Yeah, it breaks it down by percentage.
Income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it breaks it down, then the next thing breaks it down by your how you're investing your money, you know, 401k, how much you have, what are you putting in per month, what are they matching, and then that kind of projects that forward. So at the very end, pretty much would tell you if you're underfunded or overfunded based on what you're trying to do.
Yep.
And then if you're underfunded, which I hate to say a lot of Americans are, it gives you a way to fix the problem. And they give you three ways. One is you can put away more money a month, but at least you know what that number is. Because before, people shoot from the hip and have no idea if the number's right. Second way you can do it is spend less when you retire. And they say, you know, if you spend $200 a month less, that might fix the problem. We really don't like looking at that because people are going to spend money, so we prefer to just be fully funded. Well, the third choice to give you is you might have to work longer. So to hit your goal, you might have to work an extra 2.5 years.
Yep.
Again, that's good to know because at least you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. If you're extending that, working later, you may take Social Security later. And then, you know, Social Security usually has a COLA update. Each year you wait, it goes up 8%. So all those factors go in. So if you work longer, put more money away, or spend less, you can also do a combination of two or three of them, Tom, kind of just take little bites there, and that way you know. Because if I ask people, like, hey, Russ, what age do you want to retire?
71.
Yeah, there you go. He picks out a number, 71. So I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah.
You know, if you have.
I don't work that hard.
Okay.
So I don't. I mean, I'm not in a construction site. So, and I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, how hard is it for me to talk?
not hard at all. We can tell that. So.
Yeah, I will tell you one thing. A lot of people will say, well, you know, if I'm under, I just keep working. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people say, I'll work till I'm 70 or whatever. But there's been stats out there, and I think the stats are pretty high. Like 42% of people that want to work to 70 basically can't work till they're 70. And a lot of that has to do with medical, you know, they just can't do it.
Right.
Or some
burnout,
of that has
not
to,
enjoying their job.
Well, some of it has to do with getting pushed out, right? A lot
mm-hmm.
of corporations.
Yeah, they don't want me.
Start pushing you out. Unless you own your own, that's Russ's backstop.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, don't, to use the old, I'll work till I'm 70 and I'll be okay.
That many can't do it even if
40%,
they desire.
40%, yep.
So that greeting job at Walmart may not even be doable. Don't know.
Yeah, don't know. So I don't know, but you can, once you plug in these variables, it gives you kind of an idea of what you need to do to get from point A to point B, and then at that point, it's on you. A lot of times, you know, clients just can't say, oh, you put away an extra $800 a month, you can retire at age 62. They might not have $800 a month, but they do realize that their the truck's going to be paid off in a year, and they're paying $500 a month on that, and, you know, convince them, hey, just drive that truck for another 4 or 5 years. I mean, you don't have to go out and get new truck every time you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's little things you can do to slowly start working your way towards that goal. It might not happen immediately, but...
I just checked my Social Security. At 70, it's $34.44 a month.
That's pretty good. Because I think the highest is like 37.
Yeah. 36, 37.
I used to make a lot of money.
That means you made a lot of money.
I used to. Not anymore. I used to, but it carries.
Yeah.
So how'd you check that, Russ?
You go into Social Security, my Social Security, and...
SocialSecurity.gov?
Yeah, but you have to establish the password.
Yeah, right? Establish the password and all that, which I've done. And I checked it because that number keeps going up.
Yeah.
I guess there's a raised... Social Security gets raised a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, because a lot of times people will say, hey, I can retire because I can pay my bills this year and next year.
Yeah.
But what they don't consider is... Historically, Social Security only goes up by about 1.5% a year.
Right.
Some years it goes up zero. Some years, I think it went up 1.8 or something this last year.
1.3, yep.
1.3. So basically, that Social Security is going to slowly be lagging inflation because 3% is not 1.5 when Social Security goes up. Arizona Retirement, a lot of these pension plans, they do not increase at all. So you might be thinking, oh, I'm getting $3,000 a month today. Fast forward 20 years from now, and that's about half the buying power.
Still 3,000.
So you factor in a lot of those variables, and like I said, inflation and taxes will eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a good point, Russ, because a lot of people I talk to don't have access to their Social Security. Like, get in there, get your user password. You have to enter some security questions, things like that. But once you're in,
like
they don't send out those forms anymore.
I just opened it up right now with you guys sitting here just real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got it programmed into the phone.
And
it's the first time I checked it since the first of the year, and I thought it might have gone up slightly, which it did.
It did, yeah. Well, they added the colon already, so it's good.
That's because those radio shows, you know, making your income go up a lot, right?
I wish. I don't think so.
Hey, one thing about Social Security, though, is the formula looks at your last 30-year work history of 30 years. So if you only have 25 years of work history, it might behoove you to try to work more to get the full 30. And they the Arizona Retirement, some others, they take the last 5 years as part of the formula. So with Social Security, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can make a lot of money middle through your life and then go in and make something that's not making a ton of money. It's not going to affect your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, towards the end, it doesn't matter because they take the full 30 years.
And Social Security, Tom, I think people underestimate. And if you want to give us a call at work, it's 329-1700. We can do a Social Security analysis on you, especially if you're married, because there's different strategies. Some of them have gone away, but there's different strategies with your spouse that you want to choose an age and work with your spouse on that to try to pick out, hey, this is the perfect age to do it. You may defer yours till 70. One person may take it. Why is that important? Because if someone passes away, the breadwinner of the family passes away, then you've chosen the incorrect age. Your spouse may be stuck with that Social Security for the rest of their life. So there's different methods in there and strategies that you should be taking a look at, and we'll be happy to help you out at Yuma Investment Group. So we're right up against another break here. We will be right back. 560 MKBLU.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Welcome back to Yuma Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Tom Rush, George Davis, advisors at Yuma Investment Group. We're talking a little bit about financial planning this year, getting off to a good start. So I know Russ got onto his Social Security site there and found
a
sliding scale that he can see what kind of raise you're getting.
I didn't even know they did that. So, and I know everyone knows like the retirement age is now 66 and 9 months or something, or 8 months. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought you had to get to that date to get that difference between retiring at 60 and 66. You don't. There's a sliding scale all the way up.
Yeah.
And then all the way up to 70. And after 70, I think it locks it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. You get on that sliding scale and just move it up. And some people think that, you know, if you go from 64 to 65, that ratchets you up. But it's actually monthly.
So you every
do,
month.
You know, 64
every month you hold out, you'll get a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, one other thing about Social Security, you know, there's a lot of things that just people don't know about that can make quite a bit of money. One of the things we found from some people is if you are not married, which means you can be a widowed or not married, and you've been married to somebody for more than 10 years, you can go back and get access to their Social Security if they passed away. So let's just say a couple months ago we came across a widower who basically we started talking, and she goes, yeah, my first husband. And we're like, well, how long were you married for? And she goes, I don't know, 15 years. And I was like, a long time ago, I don't want to talk, you know. But basically the first husband was actually a doctor and had put a lot more into the system than the second husband, who she was married for like 30 years. And when the second husband died, she has access to either take that person's Social Security or keep her own. And in that case, she took the deceased husband's Social Security. But what she didn't know is she actually has access to either keep the deceased husband's Social Security or keep the original, as long as she was married for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy had more money.
So she had the widow benefit and the divorced spouse benefit.
No, it's one or the other.
One or the other, but you looked at both variables.
Yeah, so it added an extra $450 a month to her Social Security because the other one was much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, you know, to look at.
Yeah, that's interesting. So on that e-money plan, Tom, we didn't discuss about the house. The neat thing about that plan, you said, you know, data in, data out, but it gets real in-depth. A lot of people with interest rates the way they are right now are doing their refis on their homes. So what's their 15-year and whatever their interest rate is. So you incorporate the residence, and you mentioned rental income in there if you have a rental. So if you put your house in, you put in the amount of years, the interest rate, and how much, and if you're making payments, some people make extra payments. And the programmer will actually show you, not exactly, but pretty darn close to, you know, at what age that house payment will be gone. And that makes a big difference in the jump in income and in savings. So they'll put in the real estate in there, which, you know, we didn't mention, but it's a big deal.
Yeah. So there's many different moving parts to someone's financial world, and eMoney software is one of the better programs out there that kind of captures everything.
Mm-hmm.
So highly recommended. And really, people say, should I do that, you know, maybe 5 years before I retire? You really want to do it as soon as you can, because the younger you kind of know what the problem is, or if you're not putting enough money away, then you can work on that number. And if you wait too long, I mean, you can still do a plan, but the end result's not as easy to adjust if you're going to retire, say, in 2 years. And we kind of had the hard job of when we do, you know, say someone wants to retire in 2 years, we look at all the data and say, okay, well, if you do that, you're going to run out of money by the time you're 82.
Yeah.
And we have to give them the bad news that, you know, maybe they should hang on for a year or two. So the quicker you can get started, the better. And, you know.
Well, most people want to retire early, and then there's other things, you know, they don't really think about. So if you retire at 62, you also got to remember, what are you going to do about insurance?
Health,
yeah, you can take health insurance. You can take Social Security at 62, which is the earliest age, but then you got that 3-year gap for Medicare. You know, is the spouse still working? Are you on their health insurance? You're going to have to wait 3 years and fund that yourself. Or if you want to travel a lot, and those things can be put in the program, so you have that 3-year gap. This is what my premium is going to be, and I put it in the program, so that also adds to it to let you know if you can actually do that at that age.
Yeah, because some people would, you know, might take Social Security early, and they're like, think, oh, it's great, they get extra money. But then they realize their health, the private health insurance, if their employer won't cover it, is $1,200 a month. Or
exactly.
So, you know, it defeats it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what people don't understand is if you take Social Security early at 62 until your normal retirement age, which is usually 65, 66, you can only make so much money or you won't get your full Social Security check. So we see a lot of people do that. They sign up for Social Security, they get the first check, and they're like, you know, tell us, hey, how come my Social Security check's half the amount? If you make more, I believe it's $14,900, some number, then they don't give you the full amount.
Mm-hmm. They withhold a dollar for every two you would have received.
Yeah.
So
that's another trap that people get put into.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get into Social Security and pull the money out, however you do it, you now have 1 year to readjust. The old days, not so long ago, you can change it as often as you wanted, as long as you paid back the government the rightful money. But nowadays, you know, you have a 1 year window. If you do something that doesn't make sense, you can change it. But beyond 1 year, you're stuck.
Okay.
So it's important, if you're going to go down the Social Security path, to make sure you get the right one. Because after a year, you can't go back.
So if you retired at 62 and And a couple of years later, you're like, man, I need to go back to work. I retired, you know, something happens, whatever circumstances, and it's too late. So you got to make that decision within a year.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 62 and then your normal retirement is, say, 66 or 67.
Yeah. So they also have some stats, but they say that for living on retirement, Social Security usually will fund about 45% of someone's income. Depends on how much you make, but so it's an average.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, people that are relying on Social Security for retirement only are probably going to have a pretty tough retirement. And even if they can pay their bills with the Social Security check, having an annual increase of about 1.5% a year, it's a matter of time before they will have a problem.
Yeah.
So inflation will eat it up.
Well, a lot of people also, I hear, is I don't trust the government. So I'm going to take it at 62. I'm going to take it early because I don't want to wait because it won't be there.
What do you mean? I don't trust the government.
Let's talk about that. Because
people do say that, and they think...
Yeah, but they're kind of right, but they're kind of wrong. And the reason why I say that is those trust money that has been built up, there's probably some IOUs in there from somebody. But it was about $2 trillion. I don't know where it's at today. But if they don't change any of the rules on Social Security, that trust fund's going to be deleted by around 2038, 2035, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, then it means... you have people putting money into the system and then people immediately drawing out of the system. So they think if they don't fix the problem, you get about 70 to 75 cents on the dollar. So if you were planning, if you were one of those people that thought Social Security might not be around, it will be around, just won't be 100%.
Yep.
So you can plan for that. You can plug in, when you plug in your Social Security numbers, if you have that mindset, want to be conservative, just plug in 75% of the numbers. You know,
mm-hmm.
So there's a lot you can plan for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, 3 or 4 changes will fix Social Security. And let me just mention some of them. One of them is increase. I think right now you only get taxed on, don't quote me on this, but it's like, I think it's $160,000 a year or so on Social Security. And then after that, you don't get taxed. So that means if someone makes $1 million a year, Social Security taxes on the first $160,000 and then beyond that. So if they change that and have Social Security just on everything you earn, so if some of these professional athletes or seniors make, you know, $20 million a year, that's a huge, you know, that could help fix it. Or what they do too is just extend the date. Even by extending the date out by 1 year or 6 months will cause this thing.
You're
to
talking about
out.
The full retirement date. So
yeah.
If you're 67 like me, it'd be 68.
Yeah, so what they're probably going to do is change the formula so that the younger you are, it keeps going back. So eventually, someone's going to, the normal retirement age would be age 70.
70, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's based on the years that you were born, because a lot of time we hear from retired people that are worried that if they make changes, it's going to, you know, affect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it won't, but most of the changes will affect the younger generation because they don't want to affect the older ones because they know they're going to go back, you know, can't work for another 10 years.
Yeah. Well, not to give away my age, but my son is 45 years younger than me, and he's 10. So his full retirement age for Social Security is 67. Mine is, too. So that 45-year difference, it's still, you know, both of us are age 67 for full retirement age.
Yeah, but what I'm coming at,
doing
you watch, they're going to change that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I put hard money that his retirement is going to go up.
Hard money. Ooh, betting on the radio. So, Tom, you were looking at that annual wage base. It's $142,800. You were pretty close for what, you know, being taxed on Social Security. And that's a $5,100 hike from last year. So
yeah, every year it goes up.
You bumped it up.
I think when I got into business, it was like $78,000.
So,
mm-hmm. You know. Financial planning is key because that's kind of like, we kind of tell people that's the roadmap on how you can get from point A to point B. And then you can make some better decision-making.
What was the other two strategies Social Security is thinking of? Bump that up, and then I missed the other two.
Well, so you can
extend
the
age.
Retirement date.
Date, yeah.
Or you can extend, people can get it. So people can get it at 62.
Uh-huh.
It won't surprise me if they even say you can't get it now.
Oh, for the early.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, those are the main things, I think. But
stop vaccinating people for COVID. That'll help.
Yeah. Drive and let people drive a little faster. That would
help. Yeah,
let
them drive faster. Don't wear seatbelts.
Hey, we're taking another break here. This is Money Talk, 5:06 a.m.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis, Yuma Investment Group, talking about what we need, you know, what needs to maybe be looked at for 2021. One of the big questions we're getting asked is, you know, where the market's going to be for 2021. And every year, everybody, you know, wants to know the answer. Funny thing about this business is you get analysts that are very optimistic, you get other analysts that are, you know, completely negative. So it's all over the spectrum as far as where things would be.
That's every year.
Yeah, every year. So there's a couple factors that I think will make the economy look better, maybe, or at least it looks like the glass is maybe half full now. One of them is once the vaccination gets kicked in, assuming they vaccinate us, they think there's going to be a big splurge of spending. And basically a lot of people are bottled up and haven't gone on the vacations, haven't, you know, maybe spent time with their family in some of the state. You know, they're going to go out and reward themselves by being able to either, you know, go out and eat more. So basically, I think the second half of the year, the GDP rate, numbers that I hear are usually 4-6% growth, which is very strong. And they think it's just strictly because people will want to go out and spend money.
Cabin fever.
Yep. And then the other thing that we think will happen, which would coincide with this, is hopefully if the vaccines happen, the businesses and that, or different economies won't be shut down, like restaurants and bars and that. So that's going to have a big effect, too, on, you know, COVID. If COVID can get controlled on, that should open up the economy more, and that should have a big increase. So those are two big powerful things that I think will be a big plus this year. If people spend money and that's what the market's going to move on. One of the things, I have some numbers on the COVID, because, you know, you hear stuff on the radio, TV, you're not really sure the perspective of it. But anyways, they have all the deaths of the United States in 2020. So the top one was cancer, which was 605,000. Second was heart disease, 584,000. And then third was COVID, 336, assuming, you know, assuming they're all COVID. And then Alzheimer's dementia was 306. That's quite a bit.
Wow.
And stroke was 160. Chronic lower respiratory was 153. Diabetes was 100. And then flu was 54,000. So basically, you look at the numbers, COVID's about six times more than the flu. But the point being is there's a lot of other things that are killing people besides COVID. And this
well, I knew cancer was the biggest, you know, the number one. And that's interesting. 600,000, huh? Right around 600?
605. And then 605. Heart disease, the second. Right. And I'm sure you know what that means, George, looking at you here, buddy.
Big George, man.
You've been to the doctor lately? So anyways, but anyway, open up the economy due to the lack of COVID or vaccination is going to be key for 2021.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want to do 100 million doses in the next 100 days?
You think it's possible?
They're already doing a million a day, I heard.
Exactly right. They have been. They've been doing a million a day for quite a while, so it's just a big bar.
Yeah.
So they ask Biden, they're like, you want to change your number? He says, come on, man.
So they're doing a million a day in the U.S.?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they're working.
They're hovering right around there. It was 9-something, and they had hit a million a couple days ago. And then
we did 4 million over the three-day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're hitting well over there. And that was before the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is, I got some numbers here, but so far in vaccination as of January of 2021, 9.2 million was from the Pfizer vaccine, and 7.2 million was from Moderna. So it's almost 50-50.
Yeah, and I think Moderna came out first, but whatever. And
which one is the one that has to be at low, very low?
Both of them. No, Moderna's like below negative 72.
Yeah, just one of them does.
Degrees.
Oh, really?
Celsius. And the other, the Pfizer's a regular refrigerator, a freezer. Refrigerated freezer will take care of it. And Moderna, you need dry ice.
And they both need to have two doses, right, over time?
Yeah. Like a month apart almost.
Yeah.
There's a week difference between the two, and I don't know.
I thought the AstraZeneca was the one that was. Didn't require the sub freezing. I mean, it should be out in a month or so.
Hey, George, I don't know if the listeners know this, but George already got his vaccination shot.
You have?
Yes.
Black market down in Algodones.
Algodones?
Well,
sure, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. We'll see if it works or not.
How do you know? I mean, if you don't get it, you get corona, you can say, it didn't work.
Tom told me, like, we're using you. There's a whole office guinea pig. You got to go down there. You get it.
Yeah.
We expose you. If you're okay, we know.
I guess they could check your antibodies and see if you have.
Well, I had it in early December. Remember
right.
I told you.
Right.
So early December, our whole household got it.
Yeah. So you may not even need a vaccine right
away. Well, it's either 3 or 6 months. But I'm also a coach at Cibola.
Mm-hmm.
So I qualify as the education part.
That does it.
They recommend coaches because. Tennis is coming up. They recommend you get it. So Teresa got online and got me in. So I got the only one in Yuma.
It's Moderna.
Moderna, yeah.
And that's the one that has to be like minus 72 degrees.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Terrible.
I'm going to be George's assistant coach for a day.
Did you get
on? Hey, George, put me in for the shot.
I want him to get it because I got floored on the next day after.
You did. Did you get brain freeze when they did it? Because, I mean, it's cold, so cold.
No.
They warmed it up for you?
I'll tell you, Russ. COVID, the fatigue was the main thing and headache.
Yeah.
But the day after I got the vaccine, I was
more
sweating. Oh, geez, sweating, body aches. I was hurting. I couldn't even focus, man. It was rough. It lasted only one day, but it was worse than having COVID.
Really?
Yes. And Teresa was the same way.
They said there's a side effect, right?
The side effect for us, at least.
Yeah.
It affects everybody differently. Was twice as bad as actually having COVID.
So I wonder how you do on your second dose.
Well, they tell me it's worse than the first.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, that the reaction to the second shot's always worse than the first.
Well, wonderful.
George, you better forget your
second. At least you got that to look forward to.
Take a PTO day, George, so come in.
Do it on a Thursday so you can spend Friday in the office.
Yeah, well, I don't really have much of a choice. But no, they were, I mean, I got to hand it to the Yuma County Health Department. They were very efficient.
And you did it in your
people
car.
People get in there. No, you walk into the...
You did. Oh, they were doing it in the car, I thought, and they just came in and
roll
your
I
window
think they're
down.
Expanding on that, but, you know, they come in, they check you, they make sure you're the right person, they bring you in, you sit down, boom, and you're out of there, you wait 15 minutes, make sure you don't have any major side effects. So, no, they did a great job.
Good.
So, you know, COVID definitely change how people react and do things. One of the stats out there is 80% of American workers surveyed basically would prefer to work 3 days out of their house. They're not saying 100% out of their house, but I think, you know, the trend line is I think you're going to find a lot more people, a lot more businesses that people work out of their house, whether full time or part time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to have an effect on probably the commercial properties, right? I mean, you're trying to pack people in to an office.
Well, it's having a big difference in major cities. People moving out of major cities realizing they don't have to live there to work, and they're going to rural areas where there's internet available.
Yeah.
And doing their jobs there.
Yeah. But I think, you know, one of the concerns is a lot of these commercial spaces might not need as much space.
True. That
it
too.
Could lead to, you know, maybe a downturn in the commercial properties in different cities or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I don't think Yuma has that problem.
20 people on staff, 5 in the office. That's a much different office space. Yeah.
Maybe you can get a bigger office, move up the ladder.
That is the downside.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the 3 days, like Tom brings up, the 3 days a week from home and then 2 days to be able to office and everybody kind of gets together and does their team things and their strategies in person. But then, you know, when you're doing your work, they're home. But these chip companies, AMD and Micron, they're out of chips. This 5G stuff, 5G and people working from home, they're selling them as fast as they can hit it. And they're running low on chips. So, you know, it's just kind of an effect of there of everybody working from home. It's pretty interesting.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I know George likes football, so we're going to talk a little bit about the
NFL. Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, well, not Super Bowl. So we got.
We don't even know that.
There's four teams left for this weekend. Who's going to win, George? You got the Packers. Who are they playing?
Packers are playing Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your pick there?
Packers.
Yeah. And then the other one is Chiefs are playing the New York.
Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Bills haven't been there for quite a
what's
while.
What's your pick there?
Oh, it's tough to go against Mahomes, man. He'll be fine.
They haven't announced that he's. They haven't announced he's playing?
I think they haven't. No, I don't think so.
No, they're saying he's practicing, but they haven't announced.
Yeah, but they've got that protocol on the concussion, and he's going through pretty well. I think that's so, hate to take both favorites on, but it's going to be tough to beat him. So Chiefs and Packers.
Okay.
Chiefs and Tampa.
I'm going for the old guy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, what a story, you know, because the old quarterback comes in and turns that thing around. That's crazy.
If he can make it to the Super Bowl and win it, that'd be a Cinderella story, right?
It is. It's funny. It's wonderful. Yeah.
I'm just rooting against Tampa just because my wife is like this gaga over Tom Brady, so I just have to keep hearing it more and more. Her favorite team was the Patriots.
Well,
guess who this year her favorite team is?
Get her a poster of Tom Brady. Put it on the wall.
She
already
has one. She's got one. She's got the Patriots, so now we have to get a Tampa poster.
There you go.
Hey, Yuma, everybody stay safe. Have a great weekend, and Money Talk. See you next time.
Opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.